Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am still recovering from my long journey, but I'm doing okay. The new moon was not kind to me on this journey, by the way. The new moon was not kind to me, but I did make it through.
Endured through. And, you know, this new moon was all about being in the moment, being in the now, being in that present, and trusting the universe.
Yes, and I did. I did. I think that God was tired of hearing from me by the end of my journey. To be honest with you. Oh, my goodness. It was terrible rain and fog. You couldn't even see a car length in front of you. Going to the mountains back here to Roanoke. Oh, my word. Oh, my word. So I just got behind one of those big boys, one of those tractor trailers, and followed his lights because I could not see much else, and made it through.
That's a good thing.
Yes. It is what it is. And I have to say my car responded admirably, and when I did stop to take a break, it just took me about a few minutes to kind of like relax the upper body. You know how that goes. You travel like I do. It's like, all right, I'm all right. I'll make it through. But I tell you what, my drive down there was spectacular. It was so beautiful, you know, and I was hoping for more of the same, but that didn't happen.
You'll have
this new moon with the lights kissing in Aries, you know, but technically in square to Saturn. You know, it's funny because I was thinking about all the people that were rushing and tumbling and running to get their taxes in, you know, when I first saw that angle. And then I saw that beautiful stellium in Pisces. Like you say, it's all about unconditional love. If you're going to trust the divine, you have to trust divine timing, that kind of energy. I so agree with you on that one, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, because Neptune was kissing Mercury, so it could go, and both in Pisces, and so here again, it could go either way, but as a result of Venus being in that stellium and starting off that train, it really is all about, it's all good. And, yeah,
exactly.
I mean, even at that time, Mars was in conjunct. It wasn't. I'm looking at the Midhaven. Sorry about that. Mars in Gemini is always a challenge when you're traveling, is the point. And having Mars going, you know, transiting while you're doing that traveling gives a strong inclination for, you know, paying attention, being alert.
Yeah. Talking to myself a lot. But like I said, it's all good. We made it through. Tonight, we have some interesting things going on in the heavens. And I think I wrote a little blurb on our Blog Talk Radio show thing tonight. But it's interesting because it's kind of like, as I call it, a kiss and a slap, you know. And the moon, of course, the moon being, you know, exalted in Taurus, you know, like in this nice double, almost triple trine with those three planetary energies in Capricorn, and then the sun squaring them, and then them forming sextiles to all the Pisces. So it's kind of like ride the roller coaster and know that you do have a little bit of control here, but not much.
I like to say it's hard to hit a moving target. You see, so
there you go. Hey, I go with that.
You know, there's all these stop and go things. So when you stop on one thing, move on to the next thing. Don't get stuck is what it's all, you know, all about to me is that just keep on moving. And, you know, everything will work its way out in the long run as long as you just take what is available to you at the moment.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't make this stuff up. Well, we've got a few callers on hold. I suppose we should see what we can do to help them out. What do you think?
Okay, how about we do that?
All righty then. Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kimberly from Tucker, Georgia. How are you?
Hey, Kimberly,
hey, Kimberly.
How are you?
Good, good. The birthday is 11/5/1970.
Yeah, and you already said Tucker, Georgia, so I wouldn't forget. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
So, did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. My question is, what do you see in reference to increasing in my finances?
Excuse me. Oh, wow. Well,
what are you doing for a living?
I teach. Client.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure that there's a real problem with your finances from what I'm seeing in the chart, to be honest with you, Kim.
No, I'm not saying it's a problem with it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just looking for different avenues for checking.
Yeah, it's a strategy that you're trying to work on. And I really, really want to encourage you to be a consultant. Or maybe even a private tutor. I mean, maybe you should have even been a psychologist with this chart with all your Scorpio. And you're very, very kind, and you're very, very good at what you do. But you really have so much psychic ability that when you counsel other people, you not only hear what's said, you hear what's not said. You're very good, with this. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I agree with you, Aphrodite. I don't see a financial thing here going on, really. You know, I also agree that you have a really strong intuitive ability. So when it comes to your financial situation, I think you've got a pretty good grip on it. I think you know what steps you need to take and where you really want to go. I think you're just doubting yourself and your own intuition is what I think you're doing at this point in time. I understand why you're looking for like investment or something solid to, you know, take and to make a long-term plan for your financial investments at this point in time or financial situation at this point in time. And this is a good time to do that. I will say that. You have Saturn, the South Node, and Pluto going through your eighth house. We were talking about the square and the sextiles to that. And here again, it is about you looking at setting some kind of investment for a long-term foundation at this point in time, which I think you should.
Yes, exactly. And basically, that's what I was really asking, you know, just to, how to navigate that more than anything. So.
Use your intuition. Keep looking and
feel
it out because your intuition is very strong. Like Aphrodite was talking about, you have a natural innate ability to be able to manage money. You got to take it out and not be so personal, too. Okay? Like she was talking about, you can manage other people's money very easily. And so when you look at it without an emotional attachment to it, you'll have a strong intuitive thought that will come up as you're looking at the options. And that's the one you want to go with.
Okay.
Get some nice trines going on with the Capricorn planets. And if you're working for an institution that's partially government-funded and regulated, that's probably exactly where you need to be right now as far as your regular job and your regular income. But I have to say, everything in your chart indicates to me, whether you basically became a professional coach or a psychologist, I think part of you is crying for more independence. And you're looking at it being your money when I think it's about your spirit, okay?
Yes.
So I think if you could go and counsel and teach people with your psychic ability and your compassion as a personal coach, no matter what you want to specialize in with that, or to get a psychology degree and actually do it your way, okay? Because then you're going to feel unfettered. See, right now you're working within a system which works for you as far as your basic financial energies. But the part of you that wants to really feel the reward is your very soul, dear, and that's what I'm seeing.
Yes. Thank you so much. I guess I didn't know how to word it because earlier today I was looking at schools for a psychology degree because that's where I'm drawn.
There you go.
Mind science. Uh-huh. That's really where I'm drawn. So.
Exactly. And I think you could do very well. Now, Jupiter is in Sag right now. Okay, so there is a desire for inner freedom for a lot of people. Now, it's going to go into Capricorn on December 3rd, and it's there for a year, okay? And then it goes on into Aquarius, into your ninth house of higher education. But because the planets that are in Capricorn right now are in your eighth house, you could start taking some classes virtually, like on your computer, before you actually go to a sit-in-class school later. You could build up some of your requirements, okay, get those taken care of when you have that time, because there's going to be like an inner dance inside of you, an inner joy, knowing that you're creating a unique future for yourself. And it'll come when you're ready. You can do the work. And you're working towards, like you say, an inner freedom and to grow again. To grow again.
Okay. Okay.
Keep us posted on this.
I will. Thank you very much. Thank you both very much.
All right, baby. You have a sweet night.
You too. You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That Stella Amifers and Scorpio always freaks me out. It really does. It totally freaks me out, Jacqueline. I'm not kidding.
Oh, it's intimidating to some. I seem to attract them.
Well, I have Scorpio rising, so I'm okay with it. But I'm just saying, wow, what a lot of deep and intense power. Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's amazing. I have several clients who have stelliums and Scorpio like this. Hers is a little stronger than most, usually three planets. And I have a stellium and Scorpio myself, so I really can relate to it. it is intimidating for everyone because, again, even the individual with that knows that they have to temper it a little because it's so intense and so deep, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, are we ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 941, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Carla.
Hey, Carla, how are you?
Carla.
I am great, and you?
Good. Are you, were you born in February?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Is it Carla with a C or a K?
C.
Gotcha.
Do you need
and
my birthday?
And you still live in Wisconsin?
No,
that's
where I was born. Is it
February 865?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's 2:35 p.m. And where do you live now so I can relocate you?
12:35.
Yeah,
oh, it's
12:35.
Okay. I'm in Florida now.
Right.
What part of Florida?
Whereabouts?
Tampa Bay.
Right.
All right.
Nice. I have a question.
All right.
I am looking to get out of my lease and go into a new office. I'm renting an office, and it's just not working out, just like the last one. It's just not working out. Do you see me finding a new place soon and also being able to transition out of this lease? Because she doesn't want me there either. She's bad-mouthing me to clients, taking my business, everything, sending them elsewhere. And I'm a renter.
So there's a lot of treachery involved. I get that.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just like, where on earth did that come from, you know? She was real nice.
Right.
Well,
again,
you
sometimes
have a
people are jealous, and they
that's
act
what
out,
it is,
you know?
Yep. I got busy. She
yeah.
did. Yeah.
Oops.
you have a certain amount of vulnerability when it comes to your business because you give so much of yourself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Chiron in your 10th house natally. And right now, that Venus, Neptune, Mercury, stellium are standing right on top of it in your 10th house of career. So it is going through a major transformation here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in opposition to your Uranus-Pluto connection in your 4th house of your home. So what that's saying is that your work isn't really a home environment, and it's kind of got to balance itself out at this point in time. Have faith is what I'm going to tell you. You're in the process of a foundation, of a foundational shift. And it's all about trusting where the universe is going to send you next and not getting caught up into the hostility of what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the matter of the timing. It's a matter of finding the right one or the right place is what I'm going to tell you. Because here again, this is a natural transition for you, and it can be really to your benefit if you take your time and don't panic and
mm-hmm.
find the exact right spot you want and then move. What do you think after
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah. I totally agree. And because at the time that you called us tonight, okay, the moon's exalted in Taurus. You were born with your moon in Taurus. And today, in this hour that we're here on the show, the Taurus moon in the heavens above us is kissing dead on your Jupiter in Taurus in the 12th house, which means, number one, you need privacy and you need to have other people's noses out of your business.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a lot of Pisces Virgo polarity points, which means it would be good for you to have your own bathroom, your own little kitchen, and your office. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you need something that is a separate cubicle. And there's enough energy in here for you to find it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mercury is still at shadow until the 16th of this month. Okay? So if I were you, I would put it in your mind and shoot for the fact that you want to be out of there by May 1st.
Okay?
Okay. And to move in that direction. And I think
mm-hmm.
because she doesn't particularly care for you anyway, I think
yeah.
she would understand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could get out
she
of
the league. She is money hungry, though. That's the one thing. Yeah.
Say again?
She's very money hungry. Money greedy. Yes, she thrives on money. So even if we were in a good relationship, if somebody offered her more money, like $50 more, she would have kicked me out. Yeah, she's going to do that with the tenant next to me, too.
I'm not worried. Again, take a step back from that. I'm not really worried about it. Mars is going to be, in a few weeks here, Mars is going to be transiting through your first house in Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
It's really going to give you that motivation to really make that move and to let this go. It is all about letting go of people who, you know, mean people suck, and it's all about moving on and letting that go. Okay, and dropping it, because there are mean people out there, and you just made the mistake of the wrong landlord, is all you did.
Yep.
You know better, and you just got to move on, and I think your business is going to thrive once you move.
Yes, I know it. It's just a given, and it's really picking up, too, you know. But do you think do you see me finding something right away? Because I've been really looking and that.
He's looking.
Yes.
I think this is the time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great.
I agree with Aphrodite. You should set yourselves for the 1st of May.
Okay, great.
Yep. And cozy and quiet and small is good because it delivers a sense of intimacy.
Okay.
Okay. I think that would be best for you to really have your own little abode and not have to deal with anybody that might be jealous of your skill level.
Yep. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Keep us posted, Carl, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful Sunday.
Oh, you too. God bless.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty then. See, I'm trying to get this thing to render. Oh, there we are. Okay. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561-429, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Is this C?
I thought it was you. I was going to say, is this C? AC.
Yes, it is.
1226, right?
1215.
Oh, sorry, 1216. 72.
Yes.
Gotcha. So do you have a question for us tonight?
Just what you see coming up, you know, general.
Where do you live now, Stacy?
I'm in West Palm.
That's what I thought. Okay, just checking. Wow. All right. Whew. Stacy, Jupiter is sitting dead on your sun tonight. Wow. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Because I'm hearing a lot of static on the line. I'm just asking.
I can hear you. It sounds like someone's snoring.
Yeah, it's weird. What,
yeah,
what on
I
earth
can
is
hear
that?
You.
Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is sitting right on your sun sign and only sits there every 12 years. Okay?
Oh.
Now, it is forming some stress aspects of some of the planets that are in Pisces right now. So this is time to not move so fast that you don't engage your imagination. Okay? But do go forthright and forward. Okay? Absolutely. This is a wonderful energy you're dealing with. Now, your Jupiter in your birth chart is in Capricorn. Now, Jupiter goes into Capricorn on December 3rd of this year. So next year, you're going to go through your Jupiter return. Okay? And what's going to happen is your rising star in West Palm Beach is going to be trined by Jupiter, too. So right now you have Jupiter kissing your radiant light, okay? And then next year, Jupiter's going to be kissing your Jupiter in the ninth house of expansion, okay? And really creating a stronger presence. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree so much with that. I'm going to say, what are you doing for a living, first of all?
I'm in the healthcare field, but I'm trying to venture out and try something else.
Oh, good. Okay, because this is the time to do that. Okay. She was talking about the Jupiter aspect and how this year, I'll put it this way a little differently than she did. This year's kind of an experimental year. It's a year for you to really take some time to look at what your true dream is. Okay. To really see, what do I want to do next? I got to change. I'm going to change because, again, here, You've had Saturn and Pluto and the South Node dance over your North Node in Jupiter in your work. Your day-to-day work right now must kind of feel a little drudge work, okay, because of that. And it's kind of like the universe is kind of shoving you out to say, hey, you need to find some fun here. You're a Sag. What are you doing? You need to have some fun with your work, okay? And so it's kind of pushing you to find, look and search about what is your next adventure? Where do you want to go next with this? What do you want to do? Because, again, like Aphrodite said, next year you get your Jupiter return. So what you start now is going to manifest next year into your greater benefit. And so you really want to take some time here over the summer while Jupiter is retrograde because it's getting ready to go retrograde this month. So you really want to take some time over the summer to really educate yourself and look into possibilities of what you want to do. Don't let your day-to-day work get to you at this point in time because it's slow and it's moving for your own benefit because it really wants you to pick your dream, and that's the whole point. What is your next adventure? What is your
Absolutely.
Next dream?
Love it. Yeah, I see that too. That's great. Yeah.
Okay. All
and
right.
Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Keep the party going. Okay. Bye.
Hi.
My fellows, my Sags. Got to keep the party going with all the Sags.
Absolutely. It's all good. All righty then. Oh, let's grab the next one. Area code 347. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my
Hello.
Call. This is Tanika. Hi.
Hey, Tanika,
thank you
how
taking...
are you? It's been a while.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
You're December 1st, right?
No, I'm September 3rd, 1978.
Okay.
Kingston, Jamaica. I picked the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got too many of them in here.
So, did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. Wanted to know what changes you guys saw coming up with me with my current job, if I'm going to be leaving it soon, and if me and someone that I was involved with there are just basically over, because, I don't know, things have just gotten kind of bad there right now. Me and my boss are, she just was taking out her anger on me, and I had to stand up for myself last week. I don't think she likes that, so I think she's going to be trying to get rid of me sometime soon. I applied to other places. I haven't heard anything. And also, he stays close to her. He just, like, stopped talking to me because I put a stop to our relationship kind of, because I felt like he was just using me for one thing. And he hasn't really tried to reconcile, but he stays close to her. And I'm worried that he's going to work with her to kind of maybe tell her my personal stuff to try to use it against me to get rid of me. I really still have feelings for him, but I'm just not showing it. And I know his birth date and everything. If you guys want it.
Where do you live now?
I live in Long Island, Suffolk County, New York.
All right. I thought so. All right.
And what's his birthday?
His birthday is 10/28/76.
And do you know where he was born or the time he was born?
I don't know the time, but pretty sure. I don't think he was born in Italy. I think he was born in Long Island.
Okay.
And it's sad because I thought we had something special, but he seems like he's not really hurting him that much, and I'm not talking to him. As long as he, like, keeps his status with the boss, like, we'll do anything for her, I feel like. I don't know. And he knows a lot about me. We were very, very intimate.
Okay. Well, the way it's kind of looking to me in the chart, not knowing his time, is a little bit tricky, but I don't know. I can see why there was a connection, but he does not have a lot of Earth that supports you personally, okay? This Jupiter does try on your part of fortune, and I use the ancient one, in the North Node, which is the couple of flowing of the Bible, so there is something karmic going on here, I think, okay? But there's also a very, very strong T-square in the chart, which means it's kind of a balance beam. And he doesn't like to be caught off balance. His Mars sits right on Uranus in your chart, so I'm sure it was spectacular as far as the passion in many ways, okay? And I have to acknowledge that. But at the same time, see, you work too hard, you worry too much, and your Saturn was very close to your Sun when you were born. You want to know the person's really there for you. And it's not so much that you have to be number one, but you want at least be number one to three, okay? I mean, that's how it's looking to me. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And I do think there's a karmic thing between the two of you, you know, but I also don't think that this is really his Mars is conjunct your Uranus, okay? And that's just explosive at points in times. And so here again, I don't necessarily think this is the ideal relationship for you, nor do I think your work is the ideal place for you either. I do think you should keep looking at where you want to go next and what do you want to do, because I think that all you have to do is set yourselves for that ambition. You're a great worker. People love you, okay, as far as your work is concerned. You just really, you're dedicated to your work. You put your heart and soul into it. So find that passion and find another place that you really want to work and go there and let this BS where you're at just die, okay? Move on to a new life is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know you're going to want to grieve this because of the woman that you are, okay? So I just want to acknowledge that. I'm not sure if you're grieving losing him as much as you're grieving the loss of the dream, because it was so real for that time period. And so I just want to acknowledge that. And you need to go through your process the way you need to, and no one else can tell you how to do it. You know, do whatever you do as far as your prayer world, as your connection with the divine, to get through. And know you're never really truly alone. But this has been more hurtful recently than it has been helpful. And you have to look at your own self-preservation at this point, my dear. Okay?
Yeah. He doesn't seem to be hurt at all. Like, I wonder if he ever even had deep feelings for me, or if he does, because it's just like he just, I don't know. He just doesn't even seem to be saved.
And here and he is. It's the same thing as Aphrodite was talking about for you. He went into self-preservation mode. He's more egocentric than you. Okay?
Yes.
It comes back to him more. So he had to choose, bottom line, is it me or her? I'm choosing me. Okay? So he's all odd, awkward, and uncomfortable because here again, he's feeling, the two of you have a very deep, intense situation. So I understand why it's so, again, like Aphrodite said, this is very personal, okay? And you have to look at it as, you know, you did what you needed to do, and now you need to move on. Because here again, you know for a fact, if he would do this to you here, he would do this to you later on down the road. And it's better you found out now than later, is my point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So you keep us posted on how you're doing. We're here for you, okay? You give us a ring back and stuff and let us know how you're doing, all right?
I will. Is he just like a crooked person, like an evil person?
No, he's an egocentric person.
I think he likes his freedom more than the forever after. See, he was, you set him free and stuff with all the passions at the beginning. But you were also looking for the forever after. You wanted this to never go away. You wanted to live the dream. You wanted to believe it would last forever. And he's not of that nature. He's just not of that nature. No offense to him. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. God bless. Have a sweet night, honey. All right. God bless.
Thank you. All right.
That's a rough one.
Yeah, that one's going to hurt.
Yeah. And all the planetary energies are in Pisces right now. It's all over her. So I'm just going to send out a special prayer for her tonight.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 440-796, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Yeah, hi, Jacqueline. This is Dan.
It's almost your birthday. Woohoo!
it's coming up soon, so. Another year older. I wish I was another year wiser, but oh well. Can't have everything.
And you're gonna be down in Florida for your birthday, right? Because I know that Jacqueline's gonna want to take a look at your solar return. She already has with you, but we want to do this on the air. It's fun.
Okay. The thing I was gonna ask is about how does travel look for Wednesday? Does it look all right?
Let's take a look at that. Let's see. That's the 10th, correct?
Correct.
All right, let's take a look at that. I just went through a horrendous travel experience, so I so understand you asking the question.
Yeah, that fog, it can be brutal. I remember one time, I had to. Normally I drive like 12 hours and I'll stop over, but the fog was so bad that, I had to cut my, I didn't make it all the way. I think I go to Fancy Gap is where I stop at normally, and I ended up stopping in like some place in North Carolina just because I couldn't drive any further.
Yeah, it's that bad, Yep. Okay, let's take a look. See what's shaking here. All right. It's funny, that's my son's birthday. You're going to be traveling on my son's birthday.
Oh, okay.
All
well,
right.
Tell
well,
him I said happy birthday.
Thank you. The way it's looking to me, okay, is you have there's a lot of squares for the planets in Capricorn, okay? Now, the Capricorn energy
all
has
right.
to do with things like roadblocks, construction, okay? So I'm going to encourage you, if there's a lack of visibility, slow down, okay?
He's flying.
Now, because the – say again?
Yeah, I'm going to fly down this time, so.
You're going to fly?
Yeah. But I guess what, that's telling me is that I should plan for unexpected delays at the airport and stuff.
Absolutely. And also, they could even, like, you know, there could be delays because of something that goes on, you know, when you go through check-in. So get there early.
All right.
And in case you do get delayed, make sure you bring yourself some snacks.
Okay, I'll do that. Work looks good. Nothing's going on with work.
Oh, I don't know about that.
In the 10th house?
Yeah, you get some crazy stuff going on with work, but I think you're sustained, and I think it's good you're getting heaven out of there.
Okay.
Perfect time to take a vacation, honey. You couldn't have done it better because you don't want to deal with the stress of people that basically think they know everything. So you're going to be abdicating that throne, and it's going to be appropriate.
All right, good. That's good to hear. So,
what do you think, Jacqueline? Am I on target with this or not?
Oh yeah, I agree with everything she said. You know, Mars is getting ready to actually go into your 11th house and quit annoying the crap out of you in your 10th house of your career. So I do agree with her again that this is a good time to take a break because when you get back, a little bit after you get back, it'll go right into your 11th house. And that way you won't have to be so annoyed, is what I'm going to say.
Exactly. You're going to
okay.
be, engaged. You're gonna be
oh,
able to engage your inner light worker.
I will try.
Okay. I'm counting
on
that.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Can I keep listening?
Of course you can.
Okay,
I have the technology.
Very good. All right.
God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. What a sweetheart. Unbelievable. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 856, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? It's Rosaria.
I'm sorry?
Hi, it's Rosaria.
Oh, how are you?
Fine, how are you guys?
Hanging in there, doing the best we can as fast as we can as usual.
Same here. Same here. Whatever you guys can get. I know I've been taking care of myself right now, so whatever you guys but can pick up for new opportunities for work or relationship that's coming my way as soon as I get this thing over.
Now, are you December 31st?
Yep.
Are you December 31st? Okay.
Yeah.
And do you still live in New Jersey?
Right now I'm in Jersey. I want to relocate, too.
Oh,
right business.
Then.
What are you doing for a living?
Right now I'm back in school for NELTEC. So I'm trying to get into that business right now to get done in May.
Oh, that's good. I hear your frustration. You want to get on with your life and get into your career and get to doing what you need to do. Okay?
All right.
It's coming. Okay? This next year is your launch year. Okay? Somewhere towards the end of this year, Jupiter is going into Capricorn. It's going to pass over your sun and then go over your rising. This is really setting a new foundation as far as your career is concerned and launching you for something really great. So I'm excited for you. I have to, again, say keep looking forward. Don't look at now, because it's very frustrating for you not to be where you want to be. And be okay with that is what I'm going to say. And things will change. Again, here, naturally, it's making a shift. And as you know, sometimes things move like mud. And that's what it's
right.
doing. So have some patience with it, because it's really turning out it's going to manifest well for you. What do you think, Epidette?
I totally agree. And one of the things that I am seeing here, I don't know, what do you do when you're not working? What kind of lifestyle do you have at the end of the day? Are you doing something creative, something fun?
Right now I'm like tight bind it with money and trying to get a job in the meantime. So it's like helping my parents out in the meantime.
Okay. I'm just going to encourage you, and I so agree with Jacqueline and everything she said, but you've got to keep your sense of humor right now, no matter what.
Right.
Okay?
True.
And if you want to watch funny things on TV or one of your parents or a hoot, spend more time with them. In other words, encourage the positive energy to see you through. And I so agree with everything else that Jacqueline said, because next year this is going to seem like a bad dream. You're going to say, I don't even remember how I felt, why I felt that way last year. I'm sitting pretty now. So just wait it out and do the research, okay? And you might do something temporary, and then you might find the ideal thing, and as you settle in, there's going to be a learning curve, and then you're going to be reestablishing yourself in 2020. So as she said, take your time, work your strategy, know it's coming to you, okay?
Cool. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt.
We're just posted. We don't hear from you very much.
Yeah, trying to. In the meantime, all right, cool.
We'll feel better.
Just wish it wasn't that. All right, thanks.
God bless. All right, bye bye. Okay. I think I did something wrong. I might have cut Dan off. I didn't mean to do that though. He disappeared. Oops. He'll forgive me, right, Jacqueline?
He will. He's a good guy.
All right, ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 772209, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. How are you today? Cindy.
It's Cindy.
Cindy. Hey, girl.
Hey, listen, I tried to get you last week and I couldn't. What happened?
We skipped a week.
I was traveling. We didn't do the show. Yeah, we didn't do the show. I was traveling. I couldn't do it.
Oh. Okay. I kept trying, but I realized, okay. Because I don't think that you picked on me the week before, so I didn't hear anything about what was happening. So anyway, it's good. Hey, listen, I just would really like to know what you see in my chart. Is anything happening in my chart?
Let's see here. Well, the sun is about to move into an opposition with your natal sun. The sun in Aries is going to be opposing your sun in Libra. Now, because of that, a balance of self is very important. Now, according to some books, it's your lowest biorhythmic cycle. And to others, you're given choices and alternatives to be who you really are, your I am, okay? Because the Libra is often the we are, telling you to put yourself first, dear, okay? Jupiter is passing over your vertex in Sag, so I'm going to encourage you to get out and about, which I always do. But if you're going to be involved with anything, you have to make sure it's classy, okay? I'm just saying.
Right. Yep, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you've got an active T-square here. So if you want to belong to any club, group, or organization, you want them to be established. You want them to either have tea or a nice little, like, layout of food and a lot of socialization. You want to be around professional people that have a little bit of class. That's basically where you need to be in the chart. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay. I agree with that. Right now is a good time. Again, here we have the epic part of fortune going dead on your sun. And again, reiterating that it's to your benefit to get yourself out there in the public and have some social time. It's all about that at this point in time. Things are changing, but they're changing slowly in your life, and it's a matter of temperance and patience is what it is. So you need to get out there and have some fun while you're waiting for things to shift in your chart again.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Be around people that stimulate you, but don't make you argue.
Yep, it's moving forward, but not fast.
That's okay.
Yeah.
One sure footed can be good right now for you. Sure footed is
again.
Good for you right now. Do that. Being sure footed is good for you right now. Do it that way.
Okay. I'm trying to get out there. I'm trying. I mean, I am getting out there. I am.
Well,
so.
I like that. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
For sure.
I am too. Yeah. There's not too much that happens that affects me anymore. And I think that Jacqueline would know what I mean by that. So,
well,
yeah.
Let's hope that you don't let that affect you and you move on with your independent life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, ladies. Thank you so much. I love you both. Bye.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Oh, let me listen, please. Please.
Okay, you got it. Nice. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 604, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. Thank you. It's Charlene.
Hey, Charlene. How are you?
Hello, Charlene.
I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm alive. It's been amusing in the world since. I think that last full moon was everything shifted for many people, hasn't it?
Yes.
That was a doozy of one, wasn't it, that Pisces full moon?
A little too close with the magnetic grid to us.
Oh, no, that was a Libra full moon.
I hear you.
It was a lot. So I've been thinking because I'm never home on Sundays to be able to call you guys so and listen in or either. May I ask on me? I guess probably just on health more than anything. Health and wealth. Health and work.
Now, where do you live? Do you still live in Prince George, Canada?
No, I live in Vancouver, British Columbia. Well, Abbotsford specifically.
That's what I thought. Okay. That's what I thought. I remembered. Okay.
What do you do for a living?
I'm self-employed, so I work intuitively. I was giggling as I was listening to the lady when I'd called in to talking about her intuitiveness and working with that. That's probably the message I needed to hear. But I do that, and I do labor work, so landscaping and just whatever spirit brings me. Mm-hmm. I'd like something a
little
more.
Well, your chart to me right now
seems
very, very fanned out. I'm not seeing a lot of severe afflictions. I'm seeing your challenges of everyday life, but for every square formation you have conjoining trines, okay?
Oh.
The only one you don't, okay, is your Venus in Libra in that eighth house. So your desire to really be impassioned in what you do is not really there. Okay, you're doing a lot for other people, but you're not doing a lot for you. Okay,
that's true.
So I'm just going to caution you a little bit about that. But other than that, it seems to me you're meeting the challenge every day. You're doing the work. People are coming to you. That's all okay. But what do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, and I do think that you may find this time a little dull for you or a little boring for you. But it's all about that internal work again here. You've had some time where Venus has danced over you, Neptune has danced over you, and Mercury has danced over that opposition to your Sun, Pluto, Vertex, and Moon. And so here again, it's all about that rebalancing for you is what I'm talking about. And this is a time where you have to look at really, what do you want to do? Where do you want to direct your energies at this point in time? because it really works to your benefit to be open to the possibilities. You can do the landscaping in your sleep. It's so easy for you to do. But it's also, what you're forgetting at this point in time, is a little rewarding. You like getting your hands a little dirty, okay? You have a Mars in Cancer, okay?
Yeah.
So here again, I like the beautiful combination of the intuitiveness in your chart and the physicalness of your chart of doing what you're doing. So it's more of finding the passion and really, because your work is a way of life. It's not a job. It has its own evolution, its own way of working, and you're really great with people and working with people and accomplishing what you need to do with them, negotiating things out, things like that. So it's all a matter of finding that passion and going, this is what I'm interested in now, and I'm going to follow that. Because it's all going to evolve and develop. It's just that you have to relax a little bit more at this point in time to really solidify, put all that earth energy to work, to solidify a plan. That's what, really what you need to do.
Okay. So relax and stay the course. Breathe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And go, well, I'm interested
exactly.
in this. So yeah, go be curious. I'm interested in this. I want to go look at that. Let me check this out. And along that journey of being there and doing things, you're going to find what you want to do next. It'll happen.
Okay.
Hmm. And keep us posted.
Well, yeah, I will. My bullshit meter is so short these days that it's not as good.
I understand.
Anyway.
What a charming way to put that.
Pardon me?
I was just teasing you, Charlene. You're great. God bless you, honey.
Yeah.
Keep the party going.
All right, dear. Take care. Nice to hear you both. I'm enjoying the show. Be well.
I'm glad we could tune in tonight. This is great. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Sweet night. Well, we can probably at least snag one more. This other person's been on hold here for 41 minutes. We should take them.
Okay, let's do that.
Area code 203, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. How are you ladies doing?
Well, how about you?
All right. My name is Soroya. My birthday is 7/9/81.
Soroya?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell that?
Soroya.
Gotcha.
And what's your birthday?
7/9/81.
We're at 1:15 a.m. in Bronx, New York, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Where do you live now?
Stamford, Connecticut.
That's what I thought. I knew you were close, but not on it.
So do you have a question for us tonight?
Question for us?
Today I saw a robin come close to me and walk across from me and was just kind of, I guess, playing with me. It wasn't flying. I don't know if it was injured, but it wasn't trying to fly too far. It was just walking with me while I was walking. So whatever spirit have, I will much obliged.
Okay, let's take a look. I've had a lot of birds active in my yard, and when Jacqueline and I were talking before we went on the show, we both have three different species with nests right now in our yards. Is that cool?
Hey, yes, it is.
Yeah. I also have a pregnant bunny that I saw jumping around my tree.
Hey.
Spring has sprung.
Oh, in the tummy. Yes, exactly. Spring has sprung.
Well, you know, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is only in Sag every 12 years. And Sag rules travel, flight, okay? And it's sitting right on your Neptune in Sag. So I think the message the universe is telling you is to fly, okay? And now you can also swim because you get a lot of planetary energies moving through your chart in Pisces, but I feel it's a time for your spirit to take flight. Your Neptune is in your eighth house, okay? And this is a time to take flight with a spirit of optimism. Look at all your options, especially your day-to-day life, how you earn your money, where you live, the people that you meet and greet every day, these things, to take that to a new height and see it from a different perspective than maybe you have been. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I like that, the way you did that. It is time to see things from a different perspective. I think you've gotten caught up in the doldrums and the routine around you, and you're really not finding your passion at this point in time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to look things out in a different perspective. Okay? This month, the sun is passing through your 12th house, and next month it'll be passing through your first. So you'll really get a lot more motivation next month than you will this month. And so what I'm trying to say is really, what do you want to do in your life? What do you want to change? It's all about changing those habits and routines that you've gotten used to that are no longer serving you. Because here again, it's about moving on. It's about shifting the energy. That Jupiter is opposing your Mars and your Mercury. And so it's all about rebalancing your self-worth and who you are into your lifestyle.
That's exactly
okay?
What I'm
exquisite.
Doing.
Yes, couldn't have said it better.
Yes.
That was great, Jacqueline. Excellent.
Yes, yes it was. Thank
yes.
you. That's exactly what I'm doing, rebalancing and redirecting that energy. Yep. Thank you.
Great.
Yeah,
well, you
have
keep
fun
us
with
posted,
it. Find the
Jacqueline.
Comedy and humor in it. Don't take it so
yeah.
seriously.
Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mhm. Yeah. I was just saying that this morning. I have to break the routine. I'm getting bored.
Yep. Yep. It's
time
for a thing.
Spice it up, baby.
Mhm.
Right.
Thank
bless.
You, ladies.
You have a sweet
God
night.
God bless you both.
All right.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Mhm. Oh, should tell people where they can find us, Jack. And we're at the top of the hour.
Okay. Well, if they want to reach me, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Alfredette?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. They can also contact me through Facebook. Usually I friend you if I know you've been on the show. Let me know. And in the meantime, have a fantastic week. And I appreciate spring has sprung. Enjoy every moment of nature's beauty.
Have a good week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.